What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up, what's up?
What's going on? And returning co-host to the show, we have Daniel Acevedo. What's going on, sir?
Going, let's go.
There it is. So if you have not already, go back to last week where we have Daniel on for the first time. So it's me, him, and Chris talking about the different topics, as well as I had on Kane McGladry, Hyperproof's field CISO. I had a very good conversation. I was able to break it into two different articles. That's how much detail he was talking about when it came to the future of GRC, the adoption of AI, and then just the ever-evolving role of the CISO. So definitely engaging conversation. Can't wait for everybody to tune into that one. And then this week, I have on Chelsea Pierre on the Ask CISSP podcast. I spell it out now because AI is very brutal when it comes to transcripting. If I just give you the letters, it'll just put it on transcript. So definitely tune in for all that. Again, we have a newsletter, over 1,000 subs. Greatly appreciate that. Gives you a recap every Friday. Tune into all the things, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Without further ado, I'll give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. So this next article, comes from bleepingcomputer.com, written by Lawrence Abrams. And the title of this one is Ransomware Gang Starts Leaking Alleged Stolen Change Healthcare Data. So when this first kicked off, right, we talked about this. We talked about the effects it had, the second and third order effects. And here it is, right? So I know we mentioned when we did this initially, this is going to have a long tail on it, right? That's what we said. It's going to have a long tail on it. And here it is, right? A few months passed when all this went off and all this kicked off. And here it is. Extortion gangs start leaking information saying, hey, this is the data that was stolen, right? Give us more money. And this is what we talk about is when you start paying out for these different things. And here's the thing. Change Healthcare has not come out and said they paid anything. Right? They haven't come out and said they paid any type of ransomware or anything like that. But what has happened is they've had to come out of pocket billions of dollars to pay providers, right? To these pharmacies, to these doctors and things of that nature. And we covered that, right? We talked about how much it's costing them. So to me, I think they paid it. I'll probably never come out and say it, but I think they paid the money. It was like, hey, let us get back to business because this is costing us too much. I don't know if this company is publicly traded or anything like that, but if it is, I imagine the stock is going down if it's been this long. I'm not sure, but they talk about in the article how information is starting to get leaked. And this was linked to, we talked about these guys in the last episode, Black Cat, Alvee, start when we were mentioning all these ransomware gangs. And they said they stole 6 terabytes of data during the attack. And that's a lot, especially when it's just when it's minor bits of information. Right? I mean, there's some medical record stuff. You can have a thick medical record or whatever. But when you think about it, like if it's name, social security numbers, you know, billing information, things of that, for it to fill up 6 terabytes, that's a lot of data. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just a lot. But yeah, so what ended up happening here, right? So now they're claiming that there's an exit scam being pulled, right? So now they're trying to steal $22 million from Change Healthcare's ransom payment, right? From the people who conducted the attack. So this is, it's a double extortion thing, right? This is one of those things where it's like extortion on top of extortion on top of extortion, right? No, rats are rats are rats. You know what I mean? that's what they're doing here. But yeah, but putting the data out there, and this is why it pays. So these companies, when they think they should take it easy when it comes to their cyber departments and things of that, this is why it matters, right? A little bit of money you save. How much does it cost you now, right? We mentioned the billions of dollars that are being paid out, and like they're still not back to 100%. You know what I'm saying? So they probably paid a ransom. They're coming out of pocket billions of dollars to make sure these providers are paid, right? These pharmacies are getting paid, and you should have just done it, just paying the, let's say, $1 million a year, you know, to your IT department that you said, we don't need to spend that, right?
Or even third party. Yeah, just contracting a third party team or a SOC to do your stuff, right? Yeah.
Right. Like, it's worth the investment, and this is why, right? And I've said it numerous times before over the years that we've been doing this. Public trust, right, is one of those things that's lost. And in this instance, I brought this up before. I don't know if there's, you know, it's one of those things where survival of the fittest, right? Like, are these guys going to go down now and somebody else steps up? Because they were a big company. Like, Change Healthcare was, like, the big company that came when it came to medical billing and things of that nature. But this is kind of, you know, like I said, survival of the fittest or like capitalism. My strong one goes to the top, right? Somebody does bad, somebody else comes up and does well. But yeah, this is long tail on it. A lot. I still think we got another couple months of this coming out again. Like, even though this is a few months later and they're like, hey, here's some information, pay us some more money. Bless you, right? Somebody else is going to come out and do the same thing, right? And they're probably going to steal it from somebody else. You know what I mean? But this is what you have to deal with when you don't take care of your stuff like you're supposed to, right? Daniel, what's your thoughts on this?
No, man, you took the words right out of my mouth. And you're right. Like, I don't know if they're publicly traded, but the companies they do business with are. So, and the big companies. So that means the trust in them providing the services and stuff that they're doing straight down the toilet. Like, you nailed the hammer on the head right there. Yeah, I mean, this week is like the week of like Game of Thrones and like TV series, because all of this is just straight out of like movie scripts. Like, I don't know if you want to call it, you know, Game of Hacks or House of Cards or House of Hacks. I don't know what we should call this, but man, this thing is keep on going and going. Long tail is like the smallest thing I could think of. This is going to go on for a while. It just shows how messy ransomware attacks are, right, for businesses, especially when it's a large corporation like this that has lots of agreements with lots of other big corporations. It's kind of insane, right? I feel like ransomware is like the mono disease of the hacks. Like, it just, you think it's going away, and then all of a sudden you don't feel good, you got a fever, and you got to lay down again, and it just comes back. It keeps coming back to your business for more and more and more. So Nachi, right? Nachi is the protagonist in our story here. He's the one that says, I did the hack. I got your information. You thought you were dealing with blackout? No. Son, I'm the person you need to be paying. I still got 4 terabytes. Last week we covered this and we were like, maybe he's just posturing because he wasn't releasing any of the data, right? Even I said that. I was like, you know, he's probably just like full of it, right? He's like, I have this. Be sure I pull a fast one. Started disclosing, hey, this is what I've got. Data sharing agreements, accounting data, insurance payments, financial information. Healthcare world, what does that mean, right? The healthcare world, financial stuff has what? If it's Medicare or it's from the government, social security number. So now we're talking about not only bank records, but social security numbers. And it's like full circle, right? Like everything we talk about here. And just like you said, I find it shocking that a corporation this large would not have a more robust kind of like cybersecurity or security department that would deal with these kind of things. And I know ransomware, it's evolved. We talked about this last week, right? Before it was, you know, DDoS prevention and backing up, and, you know, industries have done a lot better in that kind of stuff. It was like really low hanging fruit, right? Like patchy, you know, it's like, it's there. Organizations weren't doing it. They've gotten better, even though it's something that's very basic. And now like that has kind of like balanced itself out. But now we're dealing with the blackmail, the inception of the world of these ransomware, right? We're like 3-4 levels deep, and it just keeps coming back. Where, you know, in my opinion, I think we're gonna see like zero trust implementation, like at a higher level for these organizations. For me, industries where the civil unrest would be really high, healthcare, financial, like zero trust, segregation, like offline networks almost should be kind of mandatory. Like energy, like whether it's the grid and these kind of things. And I don't think the restructuring architecture kind of needs to change in 2025. I think government and private industry is kind of like behind. These hackers getting way too sophisticated, right? And we can't be in a position like this where, you know, they control the data. You know, all of a sudden people can't get their medicine. And the normal person is like up in arms. And, you know, it's almost like a civil war. Or like people marching at the industries, and there's like a larger unrest. And, you know, I don't know, Ryan, what do you think?
No, I think you bring up a lot of good points, especially when it comes to just the future of it, right? So I think the zero trust model would work out in their favor if they're not already implementing it. But like you said, at a more heightened state. So if you're in the financial sector, the healthcare, things of that nature, maybe you should adopt the zero trust model the DoD uses at this point, like to keep your stuff secure. Always like, share, subscribe. Always forget to say all that stuff. But what I find to be interesting, right? So like you can see that they have a methodology here. So they went for the big, give us your money. You know, stick up type situation to now it's a little bit more nuanced. Like, okay, we are maybe the same group with a different name, or we are a subcontract that was not paid appropriately, so now we're coming back for some more money or double dipping. If this doesn't work out, or if it does, regardless, what's the next tier to the next offering, basically, from the bad guy side to extort more money? I think it's going to get very litigious, because I think they're going to start to individually target people with names.
Yeah.
So if they have all this data, I mean, if this is me just throwing stuff at the wall, if you go through it and you could find people with name brands, right? People who are in positions of power, people you can extort money from that have health conditions or bills that aren't paid and things of that nature, you can individually target those people. And then what happens? These people then sue United Health or Change Health, so on and so forth. So more discourse, more litigation, more just kerfuffle. Is it easier just to pay them so this doesn't happen, or is it that you go through this battle to try to, you know, get your money back and things of that nature, but your personal brand could be tarnished because you have some kind of terminal disease or ailment or something like that, or you can be some kind of discriminated against, like you can't work in a certain profession or things of that nature because now something's been released. This medical records are just messy. Like people already don't want to share just their regular stuff, like just their everyday lives, let alone something as intimate as your medical record, like what type of surgeries you had, what type of diseases you may have had or you currently have. Like it can get real nasty real quick. So like Shannon said, this might be months of us talking about the situation. And I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but if something new comes out that is, you know, like, man, I never said that before, or that's real messy, then this is just another example of why you should build a better defense for your stuff. So, like, yeah, they probably did have backups, but the information that you hold is so precious to people that now it's become something totally different. It's just another vector for them to prey on people's self-worth and image and things of that nature, because it is so personal. So we'll see what the future holds, but it's nasty.
So to bring up a couple of things based off what both of you guys said, because you bring up good points, right? So the current administration is working towards doing better cyber protection, like to those core services, like you were mentioning, Daniel, right? Like your utilities and things of that nature. We did an article on this. It was like at least 2 months ago now, right? Administration was like, it was like these, I want to say it was like 16 different things. Like if you're working with the government on these, like you have to do certain things. I could be wrong on the number. It might've been 8. I don't know. I could be misremembering, but they're already working towards that, which is a good thing. But like you need to see them keep going forward with it. Like I want to see more movement on it. You know what I mean? The other thing with the zero trust, as great as we know it to be, right? Like us all having worn the uniform, right? At the same time, we know how that can be, right? So for us working for the Department of Defense, we're providing a service to the people, right? We weren't doing it for profit. This is where, when it comes to private companies, I think they're going to have a problem with it, because zero trust is not convenient. You know what I mean? Like when it comes to customers, to people that are paying money, they're not going to want to have to go through all the steps that we know you have to go through to do zero trust, right? Because we've seen some of that working for the DoD. I just don't know if companies are going to be quick to adapt to that. You know what I mean? Even though they should, right? They should put the money into putting the message out to the customers. This is going to save you in the long run. We are doing this so that, you know, your social security number doesn't get taken. So you're not getting phishing emails. So you're not getting this, that, the third, you know what I mean? But I just don't know if they're going to be quick to adapt, because again, it is inconvenient. Like it's just, I don't know.
It's definitely a good point, you know, and to Ryan's point too, it's kind of funny when he was talking about the point he was making. I thought, man, they could even like triple dip, right? Like there's nothing stopping these guys. If it's a, you know, somebody in the government or a high valued person, just going straight to that person, being like, now we're going to ransomware you. We know all your information, we'll leak it. And if you don't pay us, now we'll go after United, we'll go after these groups, and we'll go after you personally. So I don't know, this is just a slippery slope to say the least, but we'll see how private industry, how all these corporations and then the government, you know, adapt to all this, but it's difficult to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see what the future holds. Again, we won't beat a dead horse. Like if it's the same information over and over again, then we won't bring it up. But it just keeps turning into a different, like they just keep a different vector. I'm sure they already had this on a whiteboard. Like, what do we do next? How do we pivot and things of that nature? Or they didn't, and it's just a matter of, like we talked about last week, perhaps they were a subcontract and they get paid. Like, let's say Change Health did push out the money, and Al V, Black Cat just said, like, we're good as the prime, and then he never paid the people who were responsible. As you can see, it's kind of a tiered kind of organization that's currently happening here. So
this is what we're talking about, where they're starting to mimic like legitimate stuff. Like, that's like a government. Yeah. Like, there's the prime, there's the feds.
Yep. Except the prime right now peaced out and took the $22 million, shut down. It's like, well, I'm good, I got paid. See ya.
Yeah, so we'll see what the future holds. It's crazy. So definitely continue to tune in, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. So like, just subscribe, even if you're not gonna ever come back, but we want you to come back. But you watch the video, hit the subscribe button. There you go. That's your payment towards us. And then share with your nerdy friends, right? So we try to keep it short, concise, all that good stuff. The newsletter pushes out the information right to your inbox. So definitely subscribe to that. And then hit up all the websites that go by our name, see the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or ask a CISSP. You can find me personally. I'm on all the social media platforms as RyRy Security Guy, RyRy Security Guy. Shannon is in incognito mode in real life. And where can I find you, Daniel?
All the social media platforms.
There it is. Stay safe. Stay secure.